This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 22nd of June. Well, one thing is for sure is that there were no Monday blues on D Street. In fact, bulls pushed Indian markets higher amid muted global cues, but selling in the last 1 hour of the trade suggests that rallies toward 35,000 on the Sensex and 10,500 on the Nifty will be met with resistance. Now, Sensex cooled off from the high of 35,213, while Nifty 50, which came close to 10,400 levels, failed to hold on to the gains but managed to close above 10,300 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 179 points to close at 34,911. While the Nifty 50 rallied 66 points to close at 10,311 on Monday. Now, despite muted global cues and rising fears of a second wave of COVID infections, Indian markets focused on regulatory approvals to domestic pharma companies to manufacture COVID-19 treatment drug. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in power, metal, public sector, healthcare, banks and telecom stocks, while profit taking was visible in the IT stocks. Now, Nifty Bank closed with 1.7% higher at 21,798, supported by gains in IDFC First Bank, RBL Bank, Bandhan Bank and Federal Bank. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 2%, while the small-cap index was up by 1.3%, outperforming benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Coal India, Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Auto. And top Nifty losers include names like HDFC, ONGC, Gail India and Wipro. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the power index rose 2.7%, followed by the metal index that gained 2.6%. And the public sector index was up 2.6%. Now, the IT index was the lone loser and was down 0.3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Lupin, PNB, MRF, Cipla, Just Dial, Glenmark Pharma, and Idea Cellular. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Glenmark Pharma, Century Textiles, and Bajaj Auto. While short buildup was seen in stocks like LIC Housing Finance, Marico, ONGC, etc., among others. Now, at a time when Sensex and Nifty, in fact, both saw a rising trend, more than 140 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Bayer Crop Sciences, Dixon Technologies, RIL, Ruchi Soya, Aarti Drugs, Alembic Pharma, and Cipla. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Glenmark Pharma stock price surged over 28% after the pharma company said it received Indian regulatory approval to make and sell oral antiviral drug Favipiravir for treating mild to moderate COVID-19 infections in the country. Now, India Bulls Housing Finance share price zoomed almost 20% after a global investment bank picked up stake in the company. Now, Cipla shares rose over 3% after the country's drug regulator on June 20th gave permission to Hitro and Cipla to manufacture and market antiviral drug Remdesivir. Punjab National Bank stock price jumped almost 4% after the bank's asset quality improved as the gross non-performing asset, that is NPA or GNPA, was at 14.2% for the quarter ended March 2020 versus 15.50% seen in the year-ago period. Now, IT stocks included Infosys, Mindtree, TCS and Wipro ended in the red after reports made rounds that the US may ban non-immigrant visas such as H-1B. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. It registered an intraday breakout above previous swing high of 10,328, but failed to sustain above it. Now, a close below 10,275 may see some profit booking. That's what most technical experts suggest. Now, the immediate support for the Nifty is coming at 10,250 and 10,160, and the resistance is seen at 10,400 and 10,500 levels. Now, the Nifty Bank closed the day at 21,708 with gains of nearly 2%, but it failed to hold above its strong hurdle zone of 22,000 and saw some mild profit booking. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.